Jazz of the City, 91.9 FM, WCLK. Also online at WCLK.com. Music from Walking in Space. We heard back-to-back Quincy Jones, Oh Happy Day. And we kicked it all off with Walking in Space. Your time is 1:17. Nicole Sweeney here to get you on over the hump in this hump day. And yes, I am saying Oh Happy Day because I have somebody very, very special on the line with me. And I have to tell you, I've been following this young lady for quite some time, and even up till today, when you play a tune by her, folks are just amazed. She's going to be in town tomorrow night with Quincy Jones and friends. She goes by the name of Nikki Yanofsky. Good afternoon, my friend. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I have to tell you, I've been wanting to talk to you for some years now, so this is going to be a fun time.
Thank you so much.
Now, you're in Atlanta. Is this your first time?
It is. I'm really enjoying it. I'm so excited for tomorrow.
All right. We are excited as well. But first, Nikki, I tell you, we have got to get to know you just a little bit better. So let's take it from the top. Where are you from? Born and raised?
Born and raised in Montreal, Canada. I still live there to this day. I started singing when I was about 12 years old, and Montreal was kind of the first place to support me, so I'm very proud Canadian.
Nice. I've got family in Montreal. Really, really great city, great town. Wonderful folks in there, but I had to ask about the musical influences there in Canada. How does it go? How does it flow over there?
You know, I think that Montreal, it's a very almost European-type town, and I find that everybody's very open to different styles of music here. Which is great because, you know, jazz, amongst people my age, you know, it's kind of hard to get through, you know. So being from here, you know, you just have people here that are extremely supportive. And then Canada likes to, you know, they call Canada's darlings. So, you know, those are the female singers of Canada. And I'm really honored to be a part of that and have my country support me like that.
Yes, your country and beyond because, you know, this music is so powerful that it really reaches all over the world. And Nikki, you mentioned your age. Hate to put a lady on the spot, but I have to say, when you did Airmail special on that We All Love Ella CD, how old were you?
I was 12 years old.
You were about 12 years old. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I think I had just turned 12. Yeah.
And what do you know about scatting and Ella Fitzgerald at the age of 12? Let's talk about that and her influence on you.
Ella Fitzgerald is my favorite singer of all time. I mean, I heard her first when I was 11. I heard her do Airmail Special with that song, and I'm like, what is she doing? That's so cool. So I always loved music, and I was always singing. You know, I started out singing Aretha Franklin, actually, before that. I was really a Motown girl. I love Motown even to this day. I still sing that kind of stuff, but I didn't even know what jazz was. And then I heard Ella's voice, and it was just something so youthful about her. You know, I really related to it, even though I was so young. You know, the youthfulness in her voice, I guess, spoke to me as a young person. So I heard her, and I was just like, wow, I have to learn how to do that. And I remember sitting at my computer in my kitchen playing video games and listening to the song over and over and over again until I could sing it. Wow. And it ended up taking me about 2 days to learn it. And since then, I still perform it to this day, but it has opened a lot of doors for me, that song. It's kind of been my lucky charm.
Wow. 2 days to learn it. I've known that song for over something years, and I still can't do it the way you do it, Nikki. I tell you.
Thank you so much.
So awesome. And then you've gone on to do your own albums. Let's talk about that and that experience, putting together your own production of music.
Yeah, it was really great. It was a long process because from the time I started recording it, I was 14, or 13 even. I think I was 13. And then when it ended, I was 15. And we had to re-record a lot of the stuff because when I recorded it when I was 13, my voice had developed to when I was 15. It got deeper. So I had to, like, redo some songs because it sounded like a chipmunk. And, I mean, that whole album, that whole experience, I think it was probably once in a lifetime, you know, just because I got to work with Silver Moan, and who unfortunately passed away recently. And he was just the nicest, most honorable person. He was so sweet and no ego. It was such a pleasure to work with. And I learned so much from him. So that first experience recording, I don't think, you know, besides this album that I'm working on now, which is being executive produced by Quincy, you know, I'm just really, really blessed to have worked with these, you know, amazing amazing people.
Definitely. And speaking of Quincy, let's get right into that. You're going to be here tomorrow night at the Fox Theater with Quincy Jones. Let's talk about Quincy and your relationship with him.
He is the nicest guy in the entire world. He's just like a big teddy bear. You just want to hug him every time you see him, and you do. I mean, he's the warmest, nicest guy, and he's been so supportive of me. It's crazy. You know, he first heard me when I was, I was 14, and we got introduced to a mutual friend, and I sang for him. I remember, I'll never forget, it was in his house, and he walked into his living room in his Missoni bathrobe with a smoothie. And he just sat down and was like, so what are you going to do for me today? And what are you going to sing? And I sang Summer Over the Rainbow with Alfredo Rodriguez, who's another artist of Quincy's that's absolutely incredible, amazing piano player. But I remember I sang for him that one day, and since then he's just been on my side ever since. He's been so incredibly supportive, and he's mentored me, you know, throughout this whole process. So
nice.
And I'm lucky.
Quincy Jones in a robe drinking a smoothie. That's really something else. So down to earth and just able to be himself. And I'm sure that allowed you to really be comfortable.
Yeah, you could tell right away. I mean, he told me one of the first things he ever taught me was check your ego at the door. Yeah. And, you know, it's something that I've always kept in mind. And I don't think there's any real reason to have an ego if you always believe that there's room for improvement, which is something he's also taught me. So I'm always trying to grow myself as an artist and as a person. And he's always been there helping me do that, especially with this next album, you know. He's been tremendous.
All right. Let's get into this next album just a little bit, the name. And sure. When can we expect that out?
I am so excited for this album. I think it's the first time I really have a distinct sound, you know, where you could say, oh, that's Nikki, you know, and rather than just being standard, which I love to do, but I have a lot to say and I wanted to write and, you know, do my own compilation of original songs. So this album, my goal with this album is to bridge jazz and pop. And bring it to my generation. I want to bring jazz to, you know, to people my age and you know, get rid of that stigma that it's, you know, an older genre, because it's old, but it's timeless and it's around still for a reason, you know? Yes. So, I mean, who better to help bridge pop and jazz than Quincy Jones?
Man.
You know, he's done it all. So, yeah, he's been exec producing this and he's been helping me a lot. And I'm so excited. I kind of describe the sound as like, jazz mixed with a little bit of hip hop, you know, big beats and still hooks. You know, it's not just like old form where it'd be a verse and a bridge and a verse and a bridge. Some songs are like that, but a lot of the songs carry pop form, but with jazz melodies. So, and it's all original and I've co-written every song. I've written some by myself and I'm really, really looking forward for its release.
All right.
It's called Little Secret.
Little Secret. That is Nikki's distinct sound that's going to be coming through on Little Secret. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be keeping you all posted on that. I'm excited as well. But, of course, even when you talk about excitement, I'm also talking about tomorrow night. What can we expect on stage? Because though you are still a youth, you have got such a grown, strong presence. I've seen some footage of
you
on stage. So let's talk about what the people can expect tomorrow night.
I think tomorrow night, I'm so excited because I'm performing with some of my favorites. You know, Saida Garrett's going to be there. We're going to be performing a song. Alan Stone's going to be there. I'm going to be performing with him as well. I'm a huge fan of his also. So I'm really looking forward, because one great thing about Quincy is that he always tries to get, you know, up-and-comers and youthful, you know, people that can carry on real music, hopefully, you know, and that's what this show is going to be all about. And also, of course, honoring Quincy and his big band arrangements. I'm going to be doing an old arrangement of Quincy's that he did for Dinah Washington called Relax Max, and Sweet Georgia Brown. And there's going to just be some really fun big band numbers that just want to make you dance, you know.
Right.
I bet people will be out of their seats.
I can imagine. Well, when you talk about a lineup such as that, I mean, yourself honoring a great legend such as Quincy Jones. I heard James Ingram is there. Patty Austin.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Patty Austin. She's the best.
It's going to be more than a fun time. I think it's going to be a feel-good time, and we're honoring such a legend. So the energy tomorrow night is going to be amazing, and you're going to be a part of that. We thank you so much, Nikki. I thank you really also for spending some time here with me, because, as I said, I've been wanting to chat with you for so long. The audience, not just here in Atlanta, but all over, we really enjoy what you do, and we thank you so much for bringing that youthful spirit to jazz, because that's what it's all about. That's how we're going to keep this thing going.
Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate your support, and thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
That's right. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., I had somebody call me just recently about getting tickets. They're on their way. The Fox Theater, Quincy Jones and Friends. And, of course, Nicki Inoski, we're going to be looking out for that new album. Thank you so much once again, my friend.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, honey. 127. That is the time. Nicole Sweeney here to get you through your midday. I've got more great music here, so make sure you keep it locked on member-supported Jazz 91.9 FM, the Jazz of the City.